We left Bombay at 8:30 this morning. 13 of us. 5 of the Maila Milan ladies from Baikala. 4 from the Railway Slum Dwellers Federation in Govindi. 2 young women from Spark. That's the NGO who worked with the slum dwellers. Shekhar, who has the money, the tickets, and is in charge. And me. Our destination is Kanpur, 1,000 miles and 24 hours to the north. Samina and Shanaz are discussing Samina's latest tale of family woe. Safina, her youngest daughter, is a great kid and studied to 10th standard, got married last year. Safina's now a sales girl in a department store. Her husband, I've forgotten exactly, but it's a good white-collar job. And blow me down if they didn't end up in the hut bang opposite Samina's on Julamai Dam. And that's precisely the problem. You see, Samina has a tap with running water inside her hut. So Safina comes over to wash her new family's dishes at her mum's. Now, this might seem sensible to you and me, but not in the world of Indian families. When a girl marries in India, she becomes part of her husband's family. So Safina's doing a no-no and getting a lot of stick from it from her mother-in-law. Shanaz isn't terribly sympathetic. Surely you could see this would happen, her living bang opposite. Shekhar puts in his 2 cents worth. Why doesn't she do the dishes in her own hut? They don't have the room. Well, we can't do anything till we get back from Kanpur, can we? Shanaz has been needling me all morning long about something I rashly promised years back.
What?
A very rash promise.
Okay, if you want me to dance, you have to sing.
But at the time I made it, I never thought I'd be sharing a train compartment with Shanaz for 24 hours plus.
I have to have a lot of courage to dance.
Doesn't take much to get them going. Sakina leads Shanaz, Samina, Fatima and Lakshmi in a new one to me, old as the hills for any Indian over 30, about a woman who begs her lover to stop pestering her with love songs. Something very odd's just happened. My feet have hit something soft under the seat. Something that moves.
You swept the compartment, you earned 40 rupees.
It's a human. It's a boy. And there are 2 more under the seat opposite. Stowaways, no tickets. The way Shekhar tells it, I must be the only person on the entire train not to have figured out what's been going on for the past hour. Earning a fast buck cleaning the compartment.
40? For about an hour's work now. He'll sweep it when it gets...
This compartment.
In just 1 hour, he swept 3 whole carriages for 40 rupees. That's a day's wages for a sadak chai.
I'll get down this station, Kalyan station, and I'll go back to Baikala.
I expect my compartment to be swept clean.
The kid gives me a big smile. He's cleaned everywhere else. We're going all the way to Kanpur, and I am messy.
It's actually, he's going back.
So we'll do it just for you, Uncle.
You are?
Huh?
Yeah.
If you pay us first. You had to be quick, though. This is our station coming up.
Somehow all my money gets recycled back into Baikalo or Sarachan. You'll need to clean very thoroughly around me, because I drop lots of food. I'm very messy.
Kalyan Station. The first stop since Bombay. One of the southern chaps is getting down here to jump on a train going back into town. The other two are coming with us all the way to generally assist and have a good time seeing their fellow street kids in Kanpur.
You want to get water? I'll give you some, take some money out of my pocket.
It's Kalyan. And the time-honored ritual begins. Chai wallahs, coffee wallahs, banana wallahs, the whole shebang of wallahs of everything clamber into the train and start their sales pitch in all their glory.
Coffee.
It would take a genius to starve on an Indian train. Everyone's cooked multiple meals of chapati, dal, sabji, and I don't know what other regional delicacies, and packed them in their stainless steel tiffins. I'm the exception. I packed my clothes, my equipment, I set my alarm, got to the station in plenty of time, fretted over finding the carriage and the others, and forgot to prepare a tiffin. My only hope is that Shanaz, Lakshmi and the others knew I wouldn't remember to bring a tiffin. It may surprise you, but I actually do possess one. But they have cooked a bit extra, haven't they?
Julian! Len! Nasta! Nasta, Nasta! Nasta?
Nasta?
Nasta!
I have three bananas! What?
A puri is made with gram flour and jaggery, unrefined sugarcane, and all ground together with wheat flour. As far as I'm concerned, just about anything cooked by Shanaz I like.
Pulam puri?
Pulam.
Whatever it actually is, it's delicious. A girl, probably no more than 7 or 8 years old, appears begging for a supper. She brings her own rhythm section, two small pieces of stone that she knocks together. It never ceases to amaze me, me who can play no musical instrument, how human beings can make music out of just about anything. And so it goes, the great Indian train ride. Endless meals, the half-hour halt in some out-of-the-way country station in the heart of Madhya Pradesh, near the geographical center of India. As night falls, that other great staple of Indian railways appears, the bedroll. Sleeper beds are lowered, tiffins are packed away, teeth and face are washed. And by the time we reach Bhopal at 10:30, all our party is fast asleep. And on through the night, 1,000 miles. Destination, Kanpur. Mission, I wonder if any of you have guessed.
We are building this tent. These are 10 toilets. And we will build walls from this side and that.
Toilets. Yes, toilets. This is why we've come all this way. It's 10:30 in the morning. We're standing on some waste ground on the edge of Shivkatri slum in Kanpur. Three masons are busy mixing cement, finishing the foundations for a public toilet that'll be up and running in less than 2 weeks' time. The cement's poured into a wooden frame, the excess wiped off with a flat board. The whole grey, wobbly cement jelly flattened and massaged till it's smooth and firm. And with me is Sachidar, the director of the Kanpur Slum Dwellers Federation.
Put up 10% of the money, the community, the slum?
Community has deposited so far 2,000 rupees.
Yeah.
And by the work is going on, they are collecting money.
And when this is finished, they're supposed to look after them and maintain them?
Yeah, the community will look after and maintain this.
But Sachida's got management problems. That's why Samina Lakshmi, Shanaz and the others have come up here.
Has it been difficult to get the community to come together to put up the money?
It is very difficult because the community think that these type of things has to be done by the government. We have no any collection. We should not deposit any money, any contribution in this process. So this is the problem to get the money from them. But the leaders and the members of Mahila Milan and other people are trying to tell them that...
We're trying to explain to the city authorities.
Yeah, still we will not contribute anything. We can't get anything.
Sachida explains that Meera Ali and Sitabai from Mahila Milan in Bombay came last year to teach them how to make laddis, the heavy cement slabs that make the roof. They've shown costs can be cut to just 1/10 of the normal price if the slum dwellers themselves provide most of the labour. And there's a desperate need for toilets here because cholera has just broken out. Sachida's convinced the city to put up half the cost. 10% comes from each slum community and the balance from the British government. And this is not just for one or two toilets. Sachida's got ambitions.
And this is the first one or the second one you're building?
This is the second one.
Second one.
Yeah, first one was built before a year. And that is running well.
And how many are you contracted to build?
We thought to build 50 toilets.
Yeah.
50 toilets of 10 blocks.
That's 500.
We have constructed one. And in this year, we are trying to construct 10 more.
Trains don't go here very often on this
train. Yeah, the trains goes very occasionally on this
route. It's later this same afternoon and Sachidar and I are walking alongside a railway track that runs behind the high walls of some of Kanpur's many cotton mills.
10 kilometers of all these people living next to the line.
And on the 10 kilometers there are 9 slums. There are 9 slums in this route. And
nobody has any form of toilet here, right?
No, there is not any form of toilet and drinking water facilities here.
And walking with us are Parab and his team from the Bombay Railway Slum Dwellers Federation. This is Parab's third time here, but he's never been able to get government funding to build modern toilets back in Bombay. So he's also here to learn.
So it looks like a windy Parab?
Yes.
But no trains every 2 minutes?
No.
No trains?
No trains.
This person is the main community leader.
So you're looking after these?
Yes. There is a person appointed for just for this.
So it's working out. You're able to keep them clean.
At the next crossroad stands Sashida's pride and joy, the first public toilet completed last year.
Any problems with the toilets?
10 toilets, a place to wash clothes and a large concrete reservoir of fresh water for flushing.
And you, what, you?
I look inside each toilet. Remember, the middle class and most government officials say poor people foul up toilets. They can't be trusted. But these are spotless, and the man in charge really didn't know I was coming.
And I noticed they're all very clean.
And then Sashida leads us back to one of the settlements. The slum dwellers have been waiting for their colleagues from Bombay for over an hour, and it's very, very hot. Sharda and Sandhya sit with Param and talk quietly amongst themselves. In front of them are 90 men and women from the local railway slum cooperative. They hand in passbooks and money. Everything is entered in a large green ledger. There are two things going on here. Yes, Parap and the two girls are showing how savings should be entered, but these savings will also be transferred from the local bank to swell the central Maila Milan account in Bombay, so they can be used as collateral for government housing loans. So this slum is a distant outpost in a federation of poor people that stretches far beyond Baikala or even Bombay. This methodical scene is suddenly interrupted by, of all things, a goods train shunting along this backwater to who knows where. Parab then starts explaining how railway slum dwellers in Bombay have it a bit different. They have to live with 100 trains a day, not one. But we don't have toilets. And that's what we want to learn while we're here. How did you convince the city to give you toilets?
पहले आदमी आता था अभी आता है 25 गाड़ी लेडीज कि हम लेडीज है ना तो लेडीज के लेडीज हम छोटा छोटे वर्कर वो हमको मारेंगे वो हम उसको मारेंगे.
This is why Samina and the other Maila Milan ladies also come to Kanpur to spread the word and to learn in return. In a crowded room, 50 women from Chaukriya Basti or slum are asking questions and listening to Samina tell them how in the bad old days she used to sit by and let the police seize her handcart and all her livelihood. Then one day, after Maila Milan had been formed, she went to E Ward, found the man in charge of impounded property. She verbally and perhaps physically beat him up. No more trouble with the law since then.
So they come and talk to the people directly. So they think that there are the people in other places who are like us and they have sorted out their problems by coming out.
In this Kanpur Basti, the slum dwellers are having a hard time with the authorities. The military have ploughed up their vegetable gardens and the city refuses to build them a new access road. The slum dwellers have a hard time understanding. They have rights too. And that's why Samina's telling them this little story. So, if you're having problems with the authorities here, stick together. Go and complain to the top and see if that produces results. If that doesn't work, then we'll come from Bombay and go and see the authorities with you. But we're not here to fight your battles for you. You have to do that for yourselves. We're simply your last resort. I'm Julian Crandall-Hollick in Kanpur, Northern India.
मेरा ड्यूटी है, मेरा ड्यूटी करने दे।
जब वो अकेली थी तो उसको डक्का दुनिया मारता था।